This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. 8:49 in the morning, Wednesday the 13th of January. And in about 15 minutes, we'll be taking a look at how the KLCI opens and speak with Vasu Menon of OCBC Bank for a view on global markets. But first, we're returning to the discussion on the state of the national emergency as declared yesterday by the Yang di-Pertuan Agong. So as we know, Malaysia's been put under emergency until August 1st, although the official line is that it may be called to end sooner if COVID-19 is successfully brought under control.
Yes, and in the wake of the announcement, which came as a surprise to many, Bersatu leaders have since come out to defend this decision, insisting that the priority is to tackle the healthcare crisis and not driven by the very volatile political situation. And if we look at our poll that we're asking about, we asked our listeners, what do you think about the emergency declaration? 68% said they're concerned about democracy, 13.5% say this is needed for stability, and only 8% say it's needed for COVID-19. It's a little bit of a sentiment gauge there.
And right before the break, we spoke to Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute, but for an understanding of the party's rationale, the other side of the story, we're also speaking directly to Bersatu Information Chief Wan Saiful Wanjan, who's on the line with us this morning. Thanks so much for joining us today, Saiful. So how would you respond to claims that the emergency declaration is a political move for Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin to stay in power?
Well, firstly, thank you very much for having me on air today. It's been such a long time since I last got onto BFM. I think you cannot stop all these accusations. People are, very much discussing this in the open now, and we need to appreciate that there are varied and very diverse opinions on the reasoning behind it. But the Prime Minister himself has made it clear why he did what he did, why he advised the King to declare the emergency. It is about health, it is about the economy, it is about the welfare of the people. And, talking about staying in power, he even said that he actually, it's not that he doesn't want to have an election. This was made very clear yesterday. But the situation does not allow it. He has been saying that since the first month he came into office, actually. So I was there at his house several times discussing all this. So I don't think for him it is about staying in power so much. He does want to call the election, but the situation does not allow it. And now we have come to a situation where the emergency is necessary.
Well, perception is reality, and close to 70% of our poll respondents express concerns about democracy. The emergency does give unchecked executive power to the PM and the government, and also the think tank that you founded, Ideas, is also alarmed at the government's decision to invoke an emergency on similar concerns. So what would you say to those who are very concerned about this, this move to which does disrupt democracy?
Yeah, so I share those concerns as well, actually. So, even I voiced my concern. I said that we have to make sure that the people are told about the reasons why this has to be done. All the information, all the data must be made available out there. And the functioning of a civilian government must also be emphasized. So I share these concerns, I understand these concerns, and I think the government is very much aware that the people are concerned. This is why in the speech itself yesterday, the Prime Minister made clear civilian government continues, rule of law continues, businesses will operate as usual, all the check and balances are there, the Yang di-Pertuan Agong will continue to play the supreme role, the important role that he has to make sure the government functions correctly. So I think, we appreciate the concerns. We should not deny that people are worried. But this is not a small matter. It took the Prime Minister and his cabinet a long time to come to this decision. And I think we should acknowledge and recognize these concerns and make sure that they are managed properly.
So, Saiful, can we rest assured that this emergency is entirely contingent on the COVID-19 spread and of the virus right now? And, with that concern that we just talked about, what are the, I guess, aside assurances at the end of the day are just words, what concrete steps have been taken to assure the people that our civil liberties will not be infringed upon?
Well, let's put it this way. We were told, the whole country was told, that the reason behind this is COVID-19. And a very bold step was taken as well. An independent committee is going to be set up. You discussed about this committee earlier on. a committee will be set up to advise the king, not to advise the prime minister, to advise the king on when it is safe to lift the emergency proclamation. So, that is a very big check and balance mechanism available there, because if it is okay to lift the emergency proclamation earlier, then surely the committee will do this. And I think we as the people in Malaysia, we're becoming more mature in our democracy, we're becoming more vocal as well. We have to continue speaking up. And this is what we need to do, I think.
But we have had cases before, and I think as earlier we spoke to Bangi MP Ong Kian Ming of bipartisan committees being promised but not delivered upon. So has this special committee already started operations, or are steps being taken right now to reach out to MPs on both sides of the divide to represent their parties on this committee?
I'm afraid I really don't have any information on that one. I think MPs would know better than me. And I think we have to wait until a proper announcement is made rather than speculate. So I just don't have that information. I'm so sorry.
I think one of the biggest criticism of this whole battle is that the SOPs come out so late, and it's really not friendly for businesses, you know. So if you were like really involved in the cabinet decisions, what do you think the government should do better in terms of handling this COVID-19 situation?
I think the government is trying to do the best as possible at the moment, and the government is also very transparent on the realities on the ground. But many people in other places may have suggested that let's not tell people the truth about the healthcare situation. Let's convince the people that everything is manageable. But the Prime Minister admitted that, if we continue on this trajectory, then the situations will become much worse and might become unmanageable. So I think the government is trying the best, and the government is very transparent about the realities, about sharing information with the public. The SOPs change from time to time depending on the situation. And as soon as a proper guideline is produced, it is always announced. Of course, there will be improvements that can be done here and there in terms of communications, in terms of conveying the information to the public. I think we just have to bear with it. This is extraordinary time. But everybody gets confused about something at least. So we just have to bear with it. The government needs to improve. Deny this. There must be a better way of communicating to make sure that there's less confusion. And I think the government is picking up all the advice, all the inputs, all the criticisms in a very positive way.
Now, in his speech, the PM tried to make it very clear that Malaysia is open for business. But with the various versions of the SOPs that we're seeing, and we take example yesterday, the SOPs for this version of the MCO was only announced at 5 p.m. in the evening, which doesn't give a lot of time for businesses to facilitate what needs to be done. So, Saiful, could you tell us then, going forward, how are we going to ensure what's going to facilitate this open for business concept under this emergency?
Well, the SOP was announced, and I think from time to time, as inputs from businesses, inputs from the industries, but consider the government, there might be changes to ease things a bit more. But of course, that will have to be balanced by the need to ensure public health. And I think this is the problem, is what balancing public health with economic needs. Economic needs meet at the moment. Our country is not fully digitalized yet. So there needs to be some physical interaction, but that physical interaction poses some serious health risk. So this needs to be balanced, and as new evidence come up, there will be changes. I think the important thing here is we must distinguish between the MCO and the emergency. So the big topic of our discussion today is about the emergency, but that conversation just now was more about the MCO. So this is only for a period of 2 weeks. But the emergency itself, the Prime Minister said, this period of emergency will give us the much-needed calm and stability. So the focus is on stability to make sure we can attract investors, we can attract domestic investors, foreign investors, and start talking about real economic growth, real regeneration happening.
Yeah, so UMNO has asked for many things like a DPM position, more influence, and some UMNO MPs have occasionally threatened to withdraw their support for PN. What kind of inter-party talks are ongoing between your coalition parties, and your message to UMNO politicians, if you could just give us a quick answer?
But what conversations are going on all the time, and on our side, we prefer to keep things, in the negotiation room rather than bringing it out to the public unnecessarily. But my advice to everyone, stop talking about yourself, especially if you're a politician, stop talking about yourself. The whole country will loathe you for being so selfish and thinking about your own position, your own court cases, your own, so on and so forth. When the whole country is thinking about what will happen to this nation, what will happen to, the food that they can put on table tomorrow, people are looking for jobs, people are looking for opportunities, and all you can talk about is yourself. This all really right. needs to stop among politicians.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Saiful. That was Bersatu Information Chief Wan Saiful Wan Jan talking to us about the state of emergency that was declared yesterday. Right now, though, we are heading into the 9 o'clock news, and up next, KLCI opening numbers for you. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.